All right, everyone, good morning again. We have another guest up here. I want to introduce to you all Dusty Baker, who played 19 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1968 to 1986. And I just have to shout out this career stat right here. 242 career home runs from this man. So Dusty, welcome to Sonoma. Today
Thank
you're
you.
Going to be our honorary grand marshal, saying the most famous words in all of motorsports. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. You know, I just came by here about a week ago on the way to Larkspur because I was promoting my book, Crossroads, and this looks a lot different today than it did last weekend. So, but I'm glad to be here. It's a beautiful day, and this is my first race.
Wow.
In my life. And, you know, I'm the guest of 2311, if you can't tell. Okay.
Yeah, you gave it away just a little.
Yeah, and my niece, Sydney, is the one that was responsible, you know, for getting me here. And so I'm very, very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, welcome to your first ever race. We have a few more haulers here than last time, I'm sure, when you came by. A lot more going on. From the group, any questions right up here?
Yes. Oh, well, I'm one of them. Sacramento, we got a lot of jewels.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think how involved, I don't know yet. All I know is I'm trying to recruit some people to, you know, to help us, you know, bring a team to Sacramento. And we're in the running with some other great cities, but you know, this is a baseball city to me, and baseball is number one. I mean, we got some football players and basketball players, but and swimmers and water polo, but I think baseball, you know, is number one. You know, the weather, you know, the people, just you know, the amount of players that we have had from Sacramento and still have, and so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we got to give him a chance, number one. He, you know, he's only had a couple months. And, you know, I didn't have a team that I was only with a couple months and turned them around immediately. You know, the best team I inherited, you know, was Houston, but they were already a good team when I got there. So, you know, you got to give him a chance. And, you know, everybody wants you to win today, as usual. You know, we want to win today, too. And, you know, he calls me sometime, and Bruce Bochy from, you know, his team, because you don't want people to tell you how to, you know, run your team your way. So I call him when I call him back when he calls me. Yeah.
Dusty, you said this is your first race. What are mm-hmm. you expecting once you're watching? Obviously, with 2311, yeah. Someone asked you, you know, who you're supporting today. But what are you expecting out here?
Well, I really don't know, because when I was a kid, I was living in Riverside, and in Riverside, they had Riverside Raceway, and I could hear the cars all over town, but I never went to a race. And so I've been by this raceway, like I said, 100 times and up and down 37, and, you know, I didn't know what was in here. I didn't know where the main entrance was, to tell you the truth, and I was shocked when I turned in off 37, and I went like 30 yards, and here we are at the main entrance. So I'm excited, you know, to see the people, because I heard 75,000 people are supposed to come. It means we don't have a baseball stadium that holds 75,000 people. So I just can't imagine, you know, what it's going to be like.
Well, Dusty, your life is chronicled in your book, Crossroads. Just thought I'd get that out as you do your book tours. But today, just being here for you to experience another first in your huge career. And I just kind of wonder, among the firsts that you've experienced, is there a Mount Rushmore of firsts that you've experienced in your lifetime?
Yeah. Experience. Going to the World Series, you know, things that I'd always dreamed about. Going in the Sweat Lodge with the Cheyenne Indians of Montana, which was, you know, which is unbelievable. having children, definitely, and especially my son when I thought I was too old. I was 50 years old. And so that's Mount Rushmore. And so, this is a big first right here. You know, I've seen races on TV, and I couldn't imagine. You know, they don't look like they're going that fast. And I was in a car this morning, and I was like, whoa. You know, I went in there, I didn't know what to expect. And so that was Mount Rushmore, because then my head started banging on. I said, I better hold on to this door handle up here. Thank you.
Hey, Dusty, Keenan Doherty, Press Democrat. You kind of already had a question here about, obviously, the Giants manager. But in your experience, you know, because you've been a manager for such a long time, can you talk about the evolution of the manager position, you know, now with the technology that we have nowadays, you know, compared to back when you were at the Giants, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, things like that? Like, does the manager have so much more to do now and so much more to focus on than back in the day?
I don't know. I think he has less to focus on. You know, because he's told what to do a whole bunch. Where back then you had to figure it out or call a friend that was more experienced than you. And you had to do your own homework. You know, you had to do your homework by looking at stat sheets, look at, the game notes to see who's hurt, who's not. I mean, I had to tell our people with the Giants to quit putting in the game notes, you know, so-and-so has a bad hand. Because then I'm going to pitch him different, I'm going to play it against him different. So then you have to do your own research. And so I'd like to see the game return to part my research and part, your sabermetrics or whatever you're going to call it. Because, see, then we had sabermetrics, but we didn't have a name for it. It was called first batter efficiency, ground ball to fly ball ratio. I did things like this every day. I mean, I just wasn't managing off seat of my pants. But see, what people don't understand is that even in racing, probably, you know, there are no absolutes. Not my gut feeling, not in my heart, and not by your numbers. And one accident or baseball, one walk or one error can change my whole game plan. And a lot of things are scripted out. We always had a script, but you have to leave room for spontaneity in case your script doesn't work, and most of the time, it doesn't work.
Hey, Dusty. Joey Chapman, Speedway Motorsports. Yes. So this morning, you did get to go with Chase Briscoe in the car. Mm-hmm. Two-parter here. Is that the fastest you've ever gone in a car? And number two, do you kind of have that need for speed now? Are you trying to get out on an oval, maybe go a little bit faster than that, or what are we thinking?
Number one, I don't have the reactions anymore. I don't trust myself on an oval. Trust myself on a straightaway, but not on an oval. And I really didn't know how fast I was going. I had to ask him one time how fast I was going. And he said 120. And I love, my first car was a 442, heavy duty clutch, positive traction. I mean, it was a hot rod. And then I was 18 years old and I got 6 tickets in 6 months. and then I was on a signed wrist for 3 years, and I was paying about half my salary, because we were making $500 a month. Half my salary went to insurance, and I had to promise AAA that I'd never step foot in my mom's car, because I was on her policy. So I got sort of not cured of speed, but I got kind of not as reckless, and I could notice on the side of the road who might was going to stop me now.
Hey, Dusty, just go back to your baseball career here and everything. Who was the one pitcher that you did not want to go against, or you found it to be the most difficult?
The most difficult was J.R. Richard. And he threw hard. He was a little wild. And he's a friend of mine. And one of the worst things you can do is be friends with a good pitcher, because like he'll strike me out, and then after the game he'll want to take me to the club, and I'm like, come on. And I'm like, no, I ain't getting in. He goes, get in, man. The game's over. I said, yes, for you. I mean, for me, them 3 strikeouts still in my mind. And then I had Raleigh Fingers too. I got to put Raleigh on the list, because he only had 2 pitches. And, you know, but I could never guess right. If I was looking fastball, 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 he threw me three sliders, and then whatever combination, you know, he would do the opposite thing. And I end up asking one of his teammates, Gene, Tennis, I said, hey, man, I can't figure Raleigh out. And he goes, I says, what's his game plan? He told me he didn't have a game plan. I said, what? He was just throwing the first thing that comes to his mind. So how you going to outthink a man that don't have a plan? There was a couple I owned, yeah, John Denny, I mean, for whatever reason, you know, and, you know, Jim Rooker, and so, yeah, there were a few. Yes, sir.
Dusty, Bill Sessa from the Napa Register, knowing that you were coming to a NASCAR race, did you think to ask Michael Jordan for some advice on what you might see today?
Well, no, not really. Number one, I don't have Michael's number. I know Michael. But number two, I was at Michael Jordan Racing in Charlotte last year, and that was like a great experience. I got to see, you know, I'd never seen the haulers. I'd never seen, you know, pit crews actually practicing the same way that we take batting practice. And then they were like, "Nah, do it again." They're, you know, you're 1 second too slow. And then they had to do it again. And I was like, "Dang, 1 second too slow. I'll take 1 second." But I mean, these guys, you know, they work hard. And I admire the drivers because I know you got to get your rest. I know you got to have, you know, concentrate probably even more than any other sport because you could cause damage to yourself or somebody else if you're not, you know, on your job. Yes.
Derek Wilson with the Marin IJ. Dusty, being around this atmosphere, are you getting the itch to maybe put together your own race team?
Man, I don't have Michael Jordan money. I'm looking at those tires out there, and I'm like, dang, that got to be about $500-$600 right there.
Or a few thousand. Or a few. Yeah, keep on adding it up. We'd love to see you be an owner, though. Just jump on in.
No, I think I'll be a spectator.
That's fun. Any last questions from the group?
All right.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for your openness here with us today and your time. We hope you have a great first race.
Yes,
and
sir.
Hydrate up for the most famous words in motorsports.
I hear you. Thank you. All right. Thank you.